Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It has finally happened. Now that it's official, Mark, is this going to be a successful marriage?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things. Like, a lot of things came out about this union in the first place. That, one, Aaron Rodgers wasn't the first choice. That they tried to make a trade for Matthew Stafford out of L.A. Obviously, the Rams said absolutely not. Then they moved on to Justin Fields and asked him to stay in Pittsburgh. And he said, up yours, I'm going to the New York Jets, which, why would you, right? You're 4-2 as the starter, and all of a sudden, here comes Captain Russ. Hey, I'm ready. Sunglasses on, and they dump you. F you, Steelers. I'm not going to re-sign here. You're going to give me a contract to sign here, and then what? You're going to bring somebody else in to usurp me anyhow? I'm leaving. So, and honestly, let's face it, playing in Pittsburgh is probably better than playing for the Jets, right? But that is a direct, basically, shot to the Steelers. Like, I don't want to be here because I don't trust Mike Tomlin or anybody else. That's how I feel about Justin Fields deciding to go on and play for the Jets as opposed to staying in Pittsburgh, where he got the chance to start 6 games and then ultimately turning to Aaron Rodgers. And that Aaron Rodgers, the news was he had reached out to several other teams like the Rams, like the Minnesota Vikings, like the Giants. There was some interest there, but ends up being the third choice of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, interestingly enough, obviously he'll do the press conference today, the first day of minicamp and all that. But I don't know about you, Mike. In regards to Aaron Rodgers, like, there's an old saying in the NFL and NFL locker rooms, it's don't point the finger, pull the thumb, right? And to take responsibility for things. And if I'm a Steelers fan, I think the one thing I want to hear from Rodgers is you taking responsibility for what went down with the New York Jets. And you know, I did a Jets game late last year, and I've told you, and I've been on this podcast talking about this, the Jets are as dysfunctional as any organization in professional sports. You name the sport. Doesn't matter if we're talking hockey or baseball. Well, maybe not as dysfunctional as our Rockies, but baseball minus the Rockies, the NBA, all those. But the Jets are that dysfunctional. But it doesn't matter. I don't want to see Rodgers point to the Jets and say, hey, they don't understand the run game. They don't understand how to tie the run game to, you know, the play action game. They don't – like, I want you to look in the camera and go, hey, dude, like, a lot of that's on me, right? I went on the ayahuasca retreat, and I said, hey, man, I just need some silence, and brought a camera crew with me. Hey, man, I just – you know, I'm going to skip minicamp because I got to go to Egypt. Like all the bullshit. Like, put all the bullshit aside. Own it. Take responsibility for it and tell me how it's going to be different moving forward.
How much was Aaron Rodgers responsible for how bad stuff was, how dysfunctional it was with the Jets? How much?
He's not the Jets organizational structure is the Jets organizational structure.
Right.
They are. Yeah. As dysfunctional as any. Woody Johnson, their owner, is a train wreck. When it comes to owning a football team, it's as dysfunctional as you could possibly be. But the bottom line is, you know, when Mike Williams runs down the field and you say, well, he didn't capture the red line and he wasn't where he was supposed to be, and pointing the finger, you know, this, that, and the other. Aaron Rodgers was hurt last year. Man, he had an ankle injury, he had a hamstring injury, he had a lot of things go on early in the season. Okay, that's great. You know what? Were you out there? Yes. If you're out there, guess what? Play well. Don't throw pick sixes against Minnesota in you know, London. Don't throw pick six against the Seahawks in the Big Cat, who took it 90 some odd yards. Like, you had 5 opportunities with the ball in your hand to drive your team down for a last second score or an end of the game score. 5 different opportunities. You were 0 for 5. You didn't get it done anytime, and you didn't play well in any of those drives. So the bottom line to me is take ownership for, hey, the circus that you bring, the issues that you bring, you know, your McAfee appearances, your Joe Rogan appearances. I think if I'm a Steeler fan, man, I just want to know that you're committed to playing football for the entirety of the season and not to bring a bunch of nonsense to my organization. That's so, what I would hope.
Does this union between the Steelers and Rodgers feel kind of desperate to you? Like you laid it out the way you laid it out.
I hope so. I hope it.
I mean, it sounds, but I mean, in terms of desperate, meaning it's like the Steelers didn't want Rodgers and nobody wanted Rodgers. I mean, Nobody wanted the Steelers, excuse me. Nobody wanted the Steelers and nobody wanted Rodgers. And now these two are together. It sounds to me like this is the kind of thing that could really galvanize both parties, or could, you know, just be a reason why nobody wanted the Steelers and nobody wanted Rodgers.
Right. I hope it's the former of those two rather than the latter. I hope that Aaron Rodgers looks at the last 2 years, not so much year one because he tore the Achilles, you know, that was that. But last year, head coach got fired. GM got fired. You guys were atrocious. You couldn't get it done in the last seconds or last minutes of games. Like, hell, Zach Wilson won more games than you after you got injured. So I would look at those situations. I would hope Aaron Rodgers would look at those situations and take responsibility. It's not all his fault. I told you, man, the Jets are like, when I studied the Jets film, I broke down three games. Their run game was as disjointed, poorly coached, lack of schematics as any run game I've ever watched in my entire life as a football guy. I'm like, I really don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know what you're coaching here. There's no rhyme, no reason. Like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how, like, how meals have a great, like, if you're a food connoisseur, right? You're a food and wine connoisseur, like a wine snob. Every food, every meal has the perfect pairing, the perfect wine pairing to that particular meal. A Chateaubriand. We're going to get a, you know, I don't know anything about wine. I have zero clue about wine. But, you know, maybe it's a red. Maybe there's a fish that's a white. Yes. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
A Pinot Grigio.
Right. So every great run play has a perfect adjunct play action pass that pairs perfectly, that looks identical to what you're trying to do. And when you have that as an offense, man, things mesh well together and bam, it's off to the races you go. There was nothing that meshed well with that offense. That said, don't use it as an excuse. If you're Aaron Rodgers, own all the BS, own all the baloney, all the bullshit, all the circus. And you know, Aaron and I love Aaron, man. Aaron and I have always had a fairly close relationship, but this is like a father talking to you, right? This is like dad talking to you. Dude, own your crap, own your shit. Because what did Jerome Bettis tell me years and years ago when we worked together? If everywhere you go, it smells like shit, it's probably you, right? And so change the narrative. And I hope that you look at your legacy and say, man, I have tarnished it over the last 2 years and I'm going to get it back. I hope, because I'm telling you, I still think that that guy can play at an elite level. I really do. I really do. I want to see it happen because it's all these things I just said. I am a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. And this is how I would talk to my own kids if a situation provided itself to me to where, like, I think they need parenting. This is me being a parent more than anything else.
More issues for the Steelers. TJ Watt not happy with his contract. He's skipping mandatory minicamp. So, you know, how much hardball do you want to play with TJ Watt if you're Pittsburgh?
None. I want to get it done. Now, it's not imperative that he's at some mandatory minicamp. Like, TJ Watt can play regardless if he shows up or not. But I want that deal done. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers signed for $13 million. They've got $19 million under the cap. They can still renegotiate and move some things around. So they've got plenty of money to get it done, Mike. I'm hoping that they wanted to get the quarterback situation, get him in-house, get all that stuff squared away, and then get TJ Watt signed. There's also, you know, there's also some things that make sense to me. We did this on Breakfast Ball this morning. Like, Tyreek Hill's had some issues with Miami, right? He said some things at the end of last season, like he didn't want to be there. What about a trade for Tyreek Hill? Could you get Tyreek Hill for a second rounder? Jonnu Smith out of Miami. Jonnu is a legitimate big-time player and played in Atlanta for Arthur Smith, who's the offensive coordinator at Pittsburgh. That dude would be incredible. Incredible with Pittsburgh. So you've got Freiermuth, and then all of a sudden you get Jonnu Smith, and you've got these heavy two tight end formations where defenses have to match up against you and say, hey, man, we just don't want to get it run down our throat. Let's make sure we get big and heavy, right? Let's get extra linebackers in there. And one thing you really want to do in the passing game in the National Football League is attack fat guys. I want to attack fat people, right? Because fat people don't run. Fat people don't cover. Fat people aren't good at that, right? So get the big, burly linebackers in there, and then all of a sudden get my one-on-one tight ends with those guys, or get a smaller, undersized safety matched up with a Freiermuth, matched up with a Jonnu Smith. I think that's a perfect matchup. So, you know, Miami, could you go to Miami and get that guy? Like, there are guys out there that would make sense with the cap space that you have in Pittsburgh to go after. So I'm looking for that savings of only $13 million for Aaron Rodgers. Where are we going to spend that money? And I'm thinking, hey, man, maybe go get one of these receivers, especially Jonnu Smith, or, you know, and not or, but and let's get TJ Watt signed ASAP.
You know, it just sounds, though, it sounds like, oh, you know, TJ Watt, pay him, right? I mean, it seems like the most logical thing, but you know how this league works, right? With players, you start to get some years under your belt, some tread comes off those tires, and it's the old Bill Belichick line. You'd rather get rid of a player, move on from a player a year too early than a year too late. He's been in the league 8 years. He's 30 years old. You know, everybody loves TJ Watt, but if you're looking ahead, don't you have to be careful if you're Pittsburgh as to just how far you go to making this guy happy?
No.
I mean,
the guy is still not a good player. He's a great player. And let's face it, that's a guy that you could see being very productive for the next 3 seasons plus.
Okay.
So I would look at it like every contract in the NFL to me is a, even if it's a 6-year deal, it's really a 2 or 3 year deal with the opportunity to manipulate it at the end of 2 years or 3 years. You just keep signing deals that, you know, in 2 years, we're going to readdress it, you know, in year three of the contract, let's address it again. Like, look at Lamar Jackson. Like, they were taught. Eric DaCosta, the GM of the Baltimore Ravens, talked about this just last week. Like, hey, man, we've had some initial preliminary contract discussions, and we haven't done anything. You know, we haven't cemented anything, but we've had some contract discussions about furthering that contract or extending that contract. They just signed it, what, 2 seasons ago? And, you know, and this guy probably could have been the MVP for the third time last year. It went to Josh Allen, but they're already talking about re-upping it or redoing it or whatever, tearing it up and starting over again, whatever it is. But it really just becomes one of those situations where, hey, man, it's like Patrick Mahomes. They signed a 10-year, $500 million deal or whatever it was. They just keep on pushing it down the, you know, pushing it down the river until they readdress it. So, you know, you're still getting all your money. You're just trying to manage your cap. And using players like a Lamar Jackson to manage your cap, you can do that as well with a TJ Watt. He'll get signed. The thing you always worry about is to what cost as an organization. Right. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about, hey, when you don't take care of the homegrown guys that have done it the right way, and all of a sudden you'll give DK Metcalf, who hasn't spent 2 seconds in your facility, $150 million. That will irritate and piss off guys that have been there long term. And it's not guys you've heard of, Mike. You know, it's the glue guys that keep your organization afloat that you look at it and go, really? We're going to take a guy that doesn't even, that hasn't put one squirt of piss in the bucket here in Pittsburgh, right? We're going to pay that guy, and we don't even know that guy. But TJ Watt, who is bled, who is sweat, who is, you played through injury and everything else, and had all kinds of accumulation of numbers and sacks and everything else. We're gonna take a dump on that guy? Like, that doesn't sit well inside a locker room in the NFL. Those are the things that I'm more worried about than, hey, is his production gonna go down a little bit, you know, over the next 2 years? I don't give a shit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.